You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey! Welcome back to the show, everybody. So we talked to Lou Lamoriello, we talked to Bobby Nystrom, and now on this February 8th, pitchers and catchers right around the corner. They report into Tampa on Valentine's Day. We talk to the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone. He joins us right now on the show. Aaron, Michael, Don, and Peter, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Sorry, this is not a landline, Michael, but we're just going to have to battle through with the old cell phone.
So I was talking to Aaron earlier. I said, well, I'll give you the line to call in. Maybe you want to call on a landline. And he acted like I said, do you have eight heads? He made fun of me. I mean, I have a landline at home.
I do too, yes.
Peter doesn't.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah. No, I do not. I do not.
Well, I have to, you know, for the security system.
Yeah, you're in the business. You're in the business.
All right. So it all starts for real on February 14th. How do you feel about your team? Nice broad question. How do you feel about your team coming into the season?
I feel really good. You know, even being here today, you know, going into Himes, our minor league complex, where, you know, I think you guys have talked about a lot. I mean, we just have so many guys here that have been here for, you know, everything from several days to several months. And a lot of our, you know, guys that are will be on the team. So I'm excited about the winners a lot of guys have had, especially guys that have needed to have that really strong winner to set themselves up for success. Doesn't mean they're going to go out and have it, obviously, but I do feel like the handful of guys, man, that you kind of like, this guy needs to be all over everything this winter. A lot of those boxes look like they've been checked. So I'm excited where we stand going in with a lot of guys.
You know, there's always things that could be better, Aaron, but really the biggest stumbling block for your team has been health. It derailed the series against the Astros 2 years ago, certainly hurt you in your 82-80 season last season. As a manager, is it just hope everybody stays healthy, or is there anything you can do to try to make sure this team is as healthy as it can be through 162?
Well, hopefully we're getting better and better, you know, not just us, but as an industry of how do we keep guys more and more healthy. It's something that, you know, teams pour a ton of resources into trying to get better and better at that. So I do feel like, you know, part of that is, you know, that a lot of that health starts in the winter and what kind of, you know, winter routines that guys have, you know, especially from the pitching front, like, you know, what their throwing program and training looks like so that they come into spring and their buildup's proper. And, you know, certain guys and, you know, trying to be at the right size and shapes and all that so that it gives them the best chance to be successful. So we're constantly, I feel like, learning and getting better at those kind of things. And, you know, I hope that we're going in with, look, inevitably, you're even in the best of seasons, you're going to have some injuries, obviously, but hopefully we're going in with a strong foundation. I do feel like that's the case as we sit here in early February anyway.
All right, so Aaron, I've made what, you know, you might consider an insignificant list, but I say the top four things, you know, variables that you have to go right for the Yankees. Number one for me is Carlos Rodon. Number two is Nestor Cortez. Number three is DJ, being the second half DJ, not the first. And then a distant fourth would be Stanton, because I think the way you guys have built this team, you could actually absorb if Stanton does get hurt, because you've got a lot of bats and you've got a lot of maneuverability. So let's start at my top two. I look at them as important, because if they pitch the way they've pitched in the past and not last year, I think your staff is as good as any staff. So what are your thoughts on Rodon and Cortez?
Well, those are two of those guys when I talk about I feel like they've had the winners they've needed to have. Check on those two. You know, Carlos obviously just being behind the eight ball with us last year with, you know, two fairly minor injuries, but one happened, and then as he was coming back, the second setback with the, you know, back issue he had, so it just delayed him, and he was just playing catch-up all year, and then didn't get off on a great foot, and obviously did end up not having a great year. He has had a great winter. He's done everything, you know, I think physically he's needed to do to put his body in a good place. He's a different guy when you watch him throw right now. So he's already throwing live BPs now, but in his catch play and his bullpens than he was when we got him last year at the start of spring training. It's night and day. So that's encouraging. As far as Nestor goes, you know, Nestor, I think, you know, had a scare with, you know, having a shoulder issue. And, you know, this guy that's had success in his young career and was really starting to establish himself, made an all-star team. You know, I think the shoulder situation, I think, you know, put a little fear like, hey, man, I need to do everything I possibly can from a training, nutrition, throwing programs. So he was just like, you know, really, really a model player this winter as far as just making sure he was tracking everything properly. He looks really good. He feels really good. He's throwing. He looks like Nestor when he gets on the mound for his live BPs now. And there's no hindrance to what he's doing. So those two things are very encouraging right there. DJ, he's been down here for over a month. And I would agree with you on the DJ front just being such a key, because if DJ is DJ and that guy that gets on a ton, then it solves our leadoff situation. And then I feel great about our offense behind that. And however, you know, I end up lining them up, but if DJ can solve that leadoff spot, you know, the majority of the time, the way he's capable, that's huge. And I think he's in a great spot. He looks really good. He's, you know, I think been able to train at a higher level this winter physically because he's over the, you know, the toe and the feet issue that's kind of held him back a little bit. And he looks really good. He's moving well. So I'm excited there. Haven't seen G yet. He's not here yet, but I know he's been absolutely getting after it.
He's on social, though.
We'll probably see a lighter guy. I talked to him last probably about a week or 10 days ago, and I know he's ready to get here and excited. So excited about all those guys. I also think Loizaga is a real key for us because when he's healthy and right, he's as good as any reliever, and he's such a great bridge in our bullpen when he's going well. I think he's a real key, and I'm encouraged where he's at as well.
Marcus Stroman, great addition. If there's a negative, we know from what happened with the Mets, sometimes social media has not exactly been his friend. A, are you confident that's behind him? And B, would you have a conversation with him on how to handle those situations with fans and media and the negativity that comes with that?
You know, I'm confident that he's, you know, using those platforms in a much more positive, I shouldn't say much more positive, but in a positive way. And it's one of those things that, you know, I actually talked to our guys on the first day of spring training of the, you know, social media is something you gotta talk about and try and get ahead of, you know, because, you know, it can get to be a bit of a toxic place for some guys. And, you know, if your identity and your identity as a player is wrapped up in, you know, social media comments, good, bad, and indifferent, you know, that's not a place you want to be. So one of my messages to our guys all the time is, you know, let social media serve you. You know, it should be a place that if you want to, you know, promote something, or you're promoting charity stuff, or you're connecting with friends and family, or it's a great place to get information and tools. Like, those are the things, you know, I hope to have our guys focus on, and not going down that rabbit hole of, finding out how terrible or great you think you are.
I'm talking with Aaron Boone, the Yankee manager, and we've been talking for 10 minutes, and it's incredible to me, Aaron, we haven't even brought up Juan Soto. I mean, do you ever sit back and go, we got Juan Soto. This is one of the best players in baseball history. I'm not just saying now. His numbers compare his first 6 years with Ted Williams. Have you wrapped your mind around the fact that, you know, when all the players show up, Juan Soto is going to be there?
Yeah, I wrap my head around it every day. You know, and the thought of him and Aaron hitting back-to-back in our lineup with what I think has a chance to be a really good supporting cast, you know, I think back to last year where it was a struggle for us offensively. And not only, you know, and again, I always preface this with, I understand we're in February, but I do feel like we have a chance to be great again on offense. And obviously bringing a guy like Soto in is a big reason for that.
All right. Where does he bat?
Well, if DJ grabs that leadoff spot, then, you know, likely in that two hole, but anywhere two or three. It just depends how that shakes out and then how the rest of the lineup. So just try and create as much balance as I can, but somewhere two to three. Right now I kind of envision him in the two hole.
We're talking with Aaron Boone, just a brief respite from the Yankees. Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that OG Anunoby had surgery to remove a loose bone fragment in his right elbow, and he's going to miss a minimum of 3 weeks, sources tell Woj. So that's not great news on a day that's been good for the Knicks. That's a tough loss because he's been such a great player for them. Another guy was a really good player for you guys, Aaron, was Wandy Peralta. I was kind of surprised he didn't come back. How much of a loss is that?
Well, I mean, it's hopefully not huge, but there's no denying, like, how good a job Wandy did for us, really, since we got him from San Francisco, I think, early in the 21 season, was it? He's been super reliable. He loved playing for our team. He loved being a Yankee, obviously fearless, you know, as, you know, we haven't had a ton of left-handed pitchers, and over the last year and a half where he's become a little more left-on-left dominant, and, you know, he was that guy you could go to against the other team's best lefty, and you felt great about it, really controlled the running game, and just a great person and teammate. So, I'm definitely sad to see him go, but also understand, you know, and happy for him that he was able to get the kind of deal that he got to, you know, obviously set up and take care of his family. And now we have, you know, some slack to pick up, you know, from a guy that's been a quality reliever for us the last few years.
Another piece that Michael didn't mention in laying out sort of all the wild cards for next season is the Martian. And what we'll get from Dominguez when he comes back. What are your expectations timeline-wise? Have you spoken to him? And how big a factor do you think he could be on this 2024 Yankee team?
Yeah, I saw him today. He's been down here for most of the offseason. He actually, I think he starts throwing in, what are we here?
February 8th.
What's the date?
February 8th.
February 8th?
Yeah.
I think he starts throwing like 10 days or 2 weeks. So he's doing really well. He looks great. He's in great shape. He turned whopping 21 years old yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So he's, you know, it's just so good to see him. He's just got that easy smile, and he's working hard. And, you know, again, he'll be back in the summer for us. I'm confident in that. And, you know, hopefully that'll be, you know, some pretty good shot in the arm for us at some point in the summer.
All right, so Anthony Volpe, rookie year, wins the Gold Glove, did a great job defensively, showed power, showed speed, but the batting average to me, I mean, I know in this day and age, batting average is not that big a deal, but I look at him and I say he's a better than .209 hitter. Is there more there, Aaron?
Oh, absolutely. And what do you mean batting average isn't important? Like, we don't want, you know, Anthony, we don't want him in 209. Like,
right.
I think, look, he's also an extremely young man that walked into a, you know, everyday role at shortstop and won the Gold Glove and did a lot of really good things, but also saw how the league is so good at attacking weaknesses and continuing to exploit those things. I just think Anthony has such a good makeup and such a good head on his shoulders. He's already made significant adjustments, and you watch him take BP. And he was one of the guys there today who's been down here for, you know, months now. Like, you can see the adjustments he's made in his swings to address certain holes. And I'm very confident you'll see him take a large step forward there this year offensively in the adjustments now that he makes to the league, you know, to try and counter some of the areas that they attacked him, while hopefully continuing to have the same strengths that he showed this year as well offensively.
What was your reaction to everything that's happened with the Orioles the last couple of weeks?
Are you talking Corbin Burns here?
Yeah, and just
ownership.
You know, ownership and being able to maybe now be in a position to hold on to those young players. Yeah. It's now another rival in what is really an outstanding division.
Yeah. Look, obviously they've built a really, really good roster and a really good farm system. And, you know, when you can tear it down and go down to the bolts and get rid of, you know, let contracts expire and nail the draft in a couple areas, they've set themselves up really nice to be a real team to reckon with here, not only this year but for years to come. But, you know, that's what you kind of sign up for, especially in the American League East. You know, you're going to be up against some great opponents. We feel like we can match up with them when we're right. And we look forward to that challenge of going up against them. But they are certainly an organization now that they've done a really good job of setting themselves up for some sustained success.
So Pecota came out with their projections this week, Aaron, and they have the Yankees, the second best team in the American League at 94.5 wins, and the Astros just a half a win more. So they have you winning the American League East. Do you like what the computer spit out there?
Well, if it ends up that way, sure. But, you know, it's our job to make sure we handle our business. So whether they pick us first, third, whatever, it's our job to go out and be the best we can be. And that's where our focus really lies. I know that's kind of a corny answer, but that's as simple as that for us right now. It's about gathering. And when we get together here as a full squad now in, you know, about 10 days, it's about trying to lay a foundation to be a champion. And that's the focus. That's the message. And, you know, hopefully when we look up at the end, maybe the computers will have gotten it right. We'll see.
Now, you know, I'm a glass half empty guy. I get nervous about things. Aaron, I'm nervous. Uh-huh. I'm nervous about you playing Judge in center field. I mean, he's such a big guy. He's so important, not just to the team, but to baseball in general. Is he going to be able to hold up playing a lot of center field?
I think so, yeah. I feel great about it. Aaron feels good about it. You know, it makes me, like, consciously say I'm going to use the DH with him a little bit more when I do that. You know, but his healthiest season in the last few years was the year he played center field. And, you know, I've kind of said he's not going to play running back. You know, it's center field. He's actually gotten hurt. Where he's gotten hurt has been some plays in right field where it's a little different. So I'm not worried about it. We're able to measure, you know, how much guys are moving and, you know, when they get in any kind of a danger zone. And I do feel like hopefully the DH will kind of, you know, give him those days where I feel like I need to get him off his feet a little bit. But, you know, it's also I go back, it's early February too, and there's still a lot to happen between now and even opening day and beyond that, you know, could keep that very fluid. But I am planning on playing him if everyone's healthy, a lot at least in center.
What the heck happened to the Eagles?
Oh, wow.
He just went laid
there,
right in.
He went there.
I'm not gloating. Yeah. My team was god-awful. I'm curious to put a finger on what happened.
I don't know. I've never seen a team with pretty good health like fall off a cliff like they did. Like, I don't know if, you know, I think teams started just like blueprint of getting the ball out, so it kind of neutralized their pass rush, which became really a non-factor in the second half. I think their linebacker and safety play was definitely a significant notch below where it was the year before. But the how much they could not. I mean, they were an awful defense at the end. I mean, it's simple. They couldn't get off the field. I mean, 3rd and 11 wasn't safe. It was just, and for a team that was like a, you know, Super Bowl type defense, it was a head scratcher. Kind of a bummer, obviously, the way it ended for them.
Yeah, you and I texted the night of that playoff game. I've never seen a playoff team play with that poor an effort.
And they had the perfect draw too. That was the game.
That was it.
Yeah.
Have you felt any juice for the Super Bowl this week? We were talking earlier. The three of us are just like not feeling super stoked about this Kansas City, San Francisco. We believe it could be a good game, just not feeling a lot of juice right now.
Yeah, I do think it is a great game. I think it's two great teams, or at least, you know, Niners with an amazing roster and Mahomes. And I think the underrated thing about this whole thing is the Chiefs' defense. I mean, the Chiefs have a great, great defense, and it's why they're probably here. Obviously, Mahomes is amazing, you know, but their defense this year is what kind of sustained them all year. They've been great. So, yeah, I'll be excited for it, but, you know, I'm not a fan of the 49ers.
Right, yep.
I'm always kind of pulling for – I know Andy really well, so I actually texted with him after they won their championship game. So, I always have interest when Andy Reid's doing it.
So a pick now or a gift tomorrow?
Well, what do you want, Don?
I want a gift tomorrow.
That's kind of our thing. But, you know,
yeah, it's kind of our thing.
You want a gift?
Yes. He's waiting for the gift.
Because you got great gift game. You really do. I mean, it's really cool what you do every week. So I look forward to it.
I've already settled in on my score prediction and my team prediction, so I'll fire it your way sometime tomorrow in the late afternoon.
Am I wrong in assuming that you probably use GIFs a lot with your kids and they make fun of you for how much you do it?
Yes. a lot of people are always I'm a heavy use of the GIF, really, with anyone. I mean, you guys, as you know, my kids, people that you wouldn't necessarily think I'm sending a GIF. So I like that and emojis. I use a lot.
I just came up with a great idea. You're going to talk to the team when they all get there. You should give a win one for the GIFer. Sweet, motivational speech. What do you think?
I don't know about that.
Do you send gifts to the players?
Oh, for sure he does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
But that's how you can figure out, like, the order here of, like, who is really, like, a washed-up boomer. Like, you seem old to the players, but you seem cool to Don. That's how old Don is.
Wow. That's true. That's so true.
All right, one final thing before I let you go. I know how competitive you are. I mean, you're competitive about everything. How much did 82 and 80 rub you the wrong way all winter?
Made the winter tougher. I mean, like, but I also, you know, I also know we weren't that at any point. You know, we never got it right, you know, and, you know, I think early on we were winning games And I actually would turn to Mendy every night. And when, because early on, like into the first, second month, we're winning games that were that 5-10 over 500. And it was like, man, we just kept saying we needed to hang on until like Rodon, Nestor, Seve were back, because we were kind of piecing it together so much in the starting rotation. But we were playing winning ball, winning games. And then Judgy went down. And we couldn't get it going offensively to sustain it. And then, you know, kind of Nestor and Seve and Carlos never kind of got on track for us, and really just offensively we couldn't do it like we needed to. And one thing we did were able to do to kind of hang in there, just to keep it at that, was we were able to close out games, but we were in so many kind of that low mid scoring range, so we're never, you know, we're in barn burners all the time. So the games we were supposed to win, we were kind of able to hang on to those, but just couldn't find enough traction consistently offensively. And then behind Garrett, struggled to get that consistency in the rotation. And, you know, hopefully we'll do that a better job of that. And the bottom line is we got to find ways when it's not, because inevitably you're going to have adversity in the season. You're going to have injuries. You know, you hope less than more, but when you do have those injuries, you got to find ways to still win ball games and still, you know, have somebody step up or have a part of your team step up. And we just weren't able to do that well enough last year. So it's part of being a pro sports. Like it doesn't always go exactly how you want it to. And you got to keep grinding away and keep fighting and try and figure out ways to make sure you're better equipped to handle, those inevitable, you know, when you're missing some key pieces. We got to find a way to do that better. And I do feel like we're set up to hopefully withstand some inevitable bumps that hit us this year.
Well, great stuff, Aaron. Thank you for giving us this half hour.
Yes.
Good luck in spring training and the season. I'll see you next week, but we expect your gift tomorrow. That should be fun.
Awesome. Take care, guys.
Thanks,
Take
Aaron. That's Aaron Boone, Yankee manager. We'll come back. The news on Anunoby, it's not good, but it's not terrible.
It could be good news.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Interesting.
It's not terrible. Hey, looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers could bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. And with DraftKings Same Game Parlays, everyone's got a shot at an even bigger win for Super Bowl 58. String together multiple bets from the big game for a shot at making your payday even sweeter. Niners, Chiefs, over, under, money line, spread. The choice is yours. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code EMPIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code EMPIRE. The crown is yours. You must be 21 plus, physically present in New York. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to talk to Aaron Boone. Yes. Obviously, it's a big Knick day as well. Tomorrow's a big Super Bowl Friday. But the Knicks made a trade earlier where they picked up Alec Burks and Bogdanović.
There you go.
And now we got word right in the middle of the Boone interview that OG Anunoby is going to have surgery. You knew that something was up when they changed the designation yesterday on the injury report. It had been elbow inflammation. Yesterday it was elbow chips. Chips don't heal themselves. They have to be removed. So they removed them, and Woj is reporting could be out for 3 weeks. And you think that could be good.
And here's why I think it's a good thing. I was listening to the morning show with Rick and Dave. And,
you love that show.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rick said he had a bone spur. And what happens is it floats around the area, and you feel fine. And there's no inflammation, and you're good, and you think everything's all right. And then all of a sudden it floats in an area where it causes pain, it inflames, and you don't know how long it's going to be that way. So do you really want to say, like, he comes back, he feels great, and then the playoffs start, and it's bothering him, and he misses a series because get it taken care of now. I know it stinks, but there's still enough time in the season.
Well, the timing's very good. You catch a week right here, right? They're going to head into the break.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So it's a couple of weeks. You got to survive without him. But isn't it better now, Peter, than in the playoffs? It gets inflamed. He misses like game 6 or 7 of a big series. You end up losing. It's not ideal. But now you get it taken care of. And you know that when he comes back, he'll be ready and everything will be fine.
And the reason that you get it taken care of, it's a shooting arm. You know, if it was his left arm, you wouldn't even have to address it. He had to play through the pain. But it obviously would impact the corner three, which is, you know, his specialty. And you need him. You know, if you end up playing the Bucks in the playoffs, you need him to cover Antetokounmpo. You need him to cover the best guy of any team that you're going to play.
Well, not only that. I mean, I don't even think we fully understand what he's done for this team. Mm-hmm. But even beyond matchups, they have been a better team since the second he stepped on the floor. They need him to be a part of this thing. And so the fact that it ends up being 3 weeks with a week of the All-Star break in the middle kind of worked out as well as they could have hoped for.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the deal, you got to like the deal. They get two guys that can hit the three, spread the floor. Last year, you know, one of the things was they didn't have enough three-point shooters. Now they have a truckload of them. DiVincenzo is a magician from beyond the arc. You've got Brunson who can hit that shot. Hart can occasionally hit that shot. Anunoby, when he's healthy from the corner, is a great three-point shooter. And the two guys they got today are excellent three-point shooters. Now you've given yourself depth. So when everybody starts to come back, well, that's positive. You didn't give up that much either. Quentin Grimes, Evan Fournier's contract, and a couple of second-round picks. And you didn't give away Fournier's expiring contract, and now you can't make the big deal because Bogdanović has an option next year that the Knicks will probably pick up. That's $19 million, and you could use him in the big trade. Really, Leon Rose, to me, is the executive of the year in the NBA right now. He has been so good at what he's done. And he got Anunoby way before the trade deadline. And what a difference that made.
It was a huge difference.
Well, that's coming off of last year where he goes out and gets Brunson. No one was really thinking about Brunson in that way and how big an impact he would have. And he's catapulted this team. And then OG shows up, does the same thing. Also, when you look at this team now and the depth they have at the perimeter, Michael, they sort of start to remind you of a team not sexy on paper that ended up in the NBA Finals last year. I mean, that's kind of what happened with the Heat, right? They had all these role players who could knock down the three, and before you know it, you get the right situation, and you have a team that can hit the three. You never know where you can go. Also, from a depth standpoint, you know, the Celtics are the one seed, okay? Those are my guys. They're six deep. You know, they may be really strong at the top, but after you get past Al Horford, they don't really have a lot coming off the bench in Boston. This Knicks team may not have the absolute superstar, although, again, I'm starting to think we got to stop saying that with who Jalen Brunson is. But this is a team now that is deep and can shoot from beyond the arc.
Now, it's going to be tough because, as you said, there's 2 weeks after the All-Star break. You still don't have Randle. Can they still finish as a two or a three?
That's what's tough.
This banged up for this long a period of time. Probably not, but if they still have time at the back end of those injuries to finish up the last, you know, dozen so regular season games, get everybody back on track chemistry-wise, can this team as a four or five seed, Peter, make a run?
Listen, obviously, you'd like them better at the four than the five, but look who's sitting at the five. It's the Sixers, who are now without Embiid for a very long time. Who's in front of them at the three? The Bucks, who are 1-4 since they got their new head coach. We just don't know how things are going to play out around them. You feel pretty confident who the Celtics and Cavaliers are, okay. But I think between the Bucks and the Sixers, we don't know what those teams are going to be. Now, the Pacers are a team, though, that you never know. They could improve as the season goes on. That's a really good group.
And the Heat are the Heat.
And the Heat are always going to heat. They sit there at 7, and you're not even thinking about them. But before you know it, they win the first round of the playoffs, and then we're worried about the Heat again. But I'm not at a point yet, Don, where I'm worried about that. Again, the timing for these injuries are never good. But if you're going to catch it at a good time, it's right before the All-Star break.
Now, New York Basketball, good site on X, they transcribed an exchange on ESPN today, and I just wanted to read it. It's between Malika Andrews, Kendrick Perkins, and Richard Jefferson, and also Austin Rivers. Malika asks, are the Knicks better than the Sixers? Perkins goes, they're better than the Sixers. She goes, are they better than the Cavs? He says, they're better than the Cavs. She says, are they better than the Bucks? Perkins goes, hell yeah.
Oh, okay. I love you,
Austin Perkins. Rivers goes, no.
Okay.
Richard Jefferson said the Bucks would have the top two players in that series. But here's where Perk comes back, why he's thinking the way he's thinking. The Knicks have a culture and an identity. They have more dogs on their team than the Bucks do. I can't name one guy on their team that's not a pit bull. Not one. We always look at talent. In order to win a championship, you got to have a team full of some dogs. And the Knicks really have put together a chemistry-laden team.
No, they have a you love the way this team looks, not just on paper, but in terms of camaraderie and how much they've taken on the coach's identity. But Perk is also in on this team.
Oh, he's been in on it even before these deals.
You know, Kendrick Perkins is reminding me of how I felt about Kendrick Lamar. I moved all my chips in. I said, this is going to be the guy. Let's hope for the best. He has moved his chips in on the Knicks because we know at this point, if the Knicks turned out to be a championship team or win the East, Kendrick Perkins would be the first national voice who was saying this is a team to compete with. So I respect it. We practically need a weekly with Perk at this point.
Yeah.
He's the Knicks guy.
Yeah, but if you get a weekly now and like it's February 9th and he says Happy New Year, I mean, we got to address
it's a great point.
But you know, he thinks this team can make a run and they can win the championship. Then why wouldn't he think they could be better? That they're better than the Bucks, a team that's 1-4 since a coaching change, had to make the coaching change because they weren't playing any D and got bounced early in the playoffs last year and lost games in the playoffs with a healthy Giannis.
All right, we'll come back. We'll take some phone calls. We'll find out where the point guard situation stands. But first, Don has a lot of stuff he wants to tell you about.
There has never been a better time for football fans to bet the big game than with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and get in on all the action for the biggest Sunday of the football season. Can't be in Vegas for the big game. The BetMGM app brings the gridiron action to you with a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and player props. The BetMGM app is your betting home for the big game. From spectacular catches to game-winning drives, BetMGM makes every play matter more than ever. Download the app today and discover why BetMGM is your first choice for the final kickoff. The big game is here, and the end zone excitement doesn't get any bigger than this. Get off the bench and into the huddle with the King of Sportsbooks. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. Don LeGreca here to tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. They remodeled my mom's bath and did an awesome job. The process was easy, one expert installer, even with the customization she needed for a cast iron tub. It was done in one day with no demo or mess. It's beautiful. It's a high-quality permanent solution. Bath Fitter provides a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like my mom. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bathfitter.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Bang! Bang!
The point's gone.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
You got to give Leon Rose his flowers. At the beginning, he made some curious moves, signings that didn't work out. Look at Fournier. But it did work out because it became a placeholder for salary. But it's hard to question what this guy does because everything he's done of late has been magic. Jalen Brunson, DiVincenzo, the trade for OG Anunoby. I mean,
Josh Hart going back last year.
Everything has worked. So I'm not going to second guess this guy. It seems like he and the front office know exactly what they're doing. I tell you what, that gives me 3 wins to your one. So I clinched the week. Yeah.
You know, listen, you may have not won the pick segment this year, but you won the point guard this week.
I did.
Must be proud of it.
Now, we are coming to you live from UBS Arena tonight, the Islanders and the Lightning. But we're on the island again tomorrow.
Oh, I know that's correct.
Yeah, come out to see the Michael K. Show live tomorrow at 3 p.m. from Plot Deutsch Park in Franklin Square, Long Island, for a special countdown to kickoff broadcast to get you ready for the big game. With live music from one of the Tri-State's best cover bands, The Mystic, we're bringing the big game experience to you at Plot Deutsch Park. Brought to you by Wise Snack, Security Dodge, Resorts World Catskills, Chili Willy and Cool Carl's Ice, Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, and the new Tullamore Dew Honey.
Yeah. Now, I got to say a couple things here.
Can
about
I just tell us the Steve Young?
Oh, you plug in that you're getting the plugs.
5 o'clock.
Oh wow.
Sal Palantonio, 4:30. Joe Fortenbaugh.
The Fortenau.
In the 3 o'clock hour.
Sure.
It's a big show. Big football.
That's a big
show.
Football.
The king size show.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, it's a couple things important. One is if other people out there are not very bright, like myself,
right,
and they just go on Google Maps, for example, because they want to come out and they look up Plot Deutsch. It's the restaurant's called Plot Deutsch Park.
Right.
But when it pops up on Google, you get thrown off for a second because you're like, oh, is this a location for a park? I know it sounds moronic because Michael just said Plot Deutsch Park, but I know it happened to me earlier. So it comes up as Plot Deutsch Park when you look up on Google Maps. And we'll be there nice and early. Come hang out. Say hello. Take a photo.
All going to be there nice and early? I didn't know that.
I'm going to try my best to be there nice and early because I know Don...
Because you want to eat.
Well, no. I would love to eat some sausage tomorrow, but right. I know Don has to get back to the station tomorrow after the show, so we may not have the same time we normally have to schmooze for a long time.
Yeah,
so I want to make sure we get there early.
Yeah, I'm going to be out the door when the show's over.
I'll hang around because I care about the fans. Don't worry.
Well, wow. No, come on. Yeah, but if you had a Yankee game, you wouldn't be there.
Oh,
but I have a Ranger game, and I'm going to be there, but I got to get to the city because I won't make it home in time to do it, so I'm going to go to the city.
I like what he's done.
Still not sure I can make it in time, but
we're going to try to get you there.
Well, thank you. It should be a fun day.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
No Jalen Brunson tonight.
No Jalen Brunson.
Which makes sense. You're not winning the game anyway, in all likelihood. You've got, what, like 8 players.
Well, Peter's going to have to make his way to the Garden because, Pete, you are the point guard tonight.
It's possible at this point. That is not.
Actually, you're the point guard, so you should play point.
Okay.
You should go.
Is this game a
TNT?
A TNT? Yeah, this is not.
Red hot.
This is not. I mean, TNT's.
Kyrie may not play. Who knows? I don't know.
TNT's been thinking all year this is a sexy game.
Right.
And then you get now here, it's a nothing burger.
Yeah, I'm so intrigued about this call. I shouldn't take it because he annoys me every single time. Let's go to Paul in Trenton.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you,
hey,
buddy.
Paul. You've been a Yankee fan since 1938.
Yeah. I was listening to one of your adversaries, and they were ripping A-Rod, and that got me into a baseball thing because I always thought A-Rod is a great player.
He was.
My calling it now is, I know I'm going to be opposite of everybody, but this Soto, I like, he's a great player, but 1 year, Mike, 1 year, couldn't they have gotten two pitchers instead of one hitter for 1 year? I mean, I don't know, I don't get it.
But Paul, every time they've lost in the playoffs, why have they lost? Not because of the pitching, because they don't hit.
Yeah, but their pitching still faults them. They had no pitchers at the end.
The last time they lost to the Astros in Game 6 and 7, they gave up two runs, I think, and one run. It's been the hitting. Their hitting gets shut down. You have a chance to get one of the greatest left-handed hitters in baseball history. If it's 1 year and they win the World Series this year, what's the difference?
I guess if you look at it and they win, you're right. But if they don't win, it's just a fill-in for me.
It's not his craziest take. It's not Paul's craziest take.
No, this is what they're obviously worried about. Now, you could bring him back, and then you've got a chance. Maybe do you have more of a chance? I guess you'll have a little bit of time to talk to him after the season. But it is a risk, Michael. You have to admit that.
But you know what? You got to dare to be great. Let's try to finish it up, the phone calls at least, with Spike in St. Pete.
Spike, good day for you, man.
Hey, boys, you know that old song, It's Too Good to Be True? I had a feeling with those elbow chips, but in hindsight, maybe he'll just have less mileage on his legs. And we got two tall shooters that can shoot over guys. They're more experienced. And Leon kind of corrected his early mistake. His first year, he drafted poorly. Obi's a good kid and all, but he was overrated and played at a small school like Dayton. So we kept the right one. I've been a Deuce McBride fan since he played at West Virginia. He can shoot the threes, proved that, and he plays defense. And you're going to have six guys, two D-leaguers, and one of the six is Taj Gibson, who's my age.
But you know what, Spike? As a Knick fan, we thank you for the phone call. You have to be thrilled. Leon Rose has done an unbelievable job. I mean, there are younger base that might not remember. The Knicks have been a laughingstock for two decades. And Leon Rose and William Wesley have come in, and now they've made it a desired destination for players. They are a serious organization, and their front office, they were talking about on ESPN, has been the best front office in the NBA for the last 4 years. That's how good they've been. So Knicks fans have a right to feel excited about what's happening, and if everybody gets healthy, they got a shot. They got a shot. All right, we also have a shot to hear ENN, but first, Peter's going to tell us about FanDuel. I think that's how you pronounce it.
That is correct. Guys, last year at the Super Bowl, Rob Gronkowski went wide left on FanDuel's Kick of Destiny, and now he's back for Kick of Destiny 2. And this time, you can play along. All you have to do is choose if Gronk will make or miss. Get your free pick in right now, because if you're right, you'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets. Everyone can get in on the action when Gronk takes his shot at redemption before Super Bowl 58. Whether your team make or team miss, just head to the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get your pick in. It's absolutely free. Then, tune in before the game to see Gronk's kick live. You'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets if you're right. If you're new to FanDuel, just visit FanDuel.com/Peter to sign up. All right, make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, 21 and over. And all the prize pool is split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook for help with a gambling problem. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.